I'm Matthew Scott with Mission Network News. An airstrike on one of the few churches in Gaza kills two and leaves several injured. Following the attack on the Holy Family Catholic Church, Pope Leo called for an immediate ceasefire. Meanwhile, in Qatar, talks between Israel and Hamas have stalled after 2 weeks, with each side blaming the other. Uncharted Ministries' Tom Doyle says,
they're just not even close, really, on negotiations. A peace settlement has been offered many times to Hamas, and they've rejected it. It's a messy situation, but we pray that there's going to be a breakthrough in a settlement for peace sometime soon.
Meanwhile, starvation is spreading in Gaza. The UN says 1 in 3 people goes hungry for days. Pray for a breakthrough in the ceasefire negotiations.
We're just praying that God would intervene and there would be a peace treaty that would stick.
Next, Warriors Set Free works with military veterans and first responders to battle the enemies of suicide and PTSD. The Warrior Battle Camp recently ministered to people by offering services in a new setting. Steve Prince with Set Free says,
Jesus said that he offers a peace that surpasses understanding. So when we lead warriors through ministry, we have them tell their story, apply biblical principles of confess, repent, forgive, and we get to watch God help them unpack the pain from their past.
Attendees walk through key steps to freedom in Christ using the acronym TRIP to focus on truth, relationships, identity, and purpose. Please pray the ministries will meet the needs of these first responders and for the right leadership to disciple them. Learn more at missionnews.org. Thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people like you, and by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Matthew Scott.